for us, and I just want to pray again before we get into the scripture, if that's okay with you. Let me do that. God, I just pray that you would speak to us through this morning. God, this is all you speaking to our hearts, and God, at the same time, us trying to worship you and just kind of give you back, Lord, our love and our affection and our adoration. And God, I just pray that this morning through this, God, that we could gain something even more so that we can do what you've called us to do better. In your name I pray. Amen. Well, it is Father's Day, and for all of the fathers here, congratulations on being a dad. We have some new fathers. We've got some people that have just become fathers here in just the last few weeks here, and congratulations to you on that. Many of you have fathers. Actually, all of you have fathers. You may or may not know them, but you have one, and I hope that you do get to know your dad, and if you don't, I just want to remind you that God wants to be your heavenly father. Sometimes that can be a weird thing for someone that doesn't have a dad, or maybe has a deadbeat dad, or whatever the deal is, and it maybe keeps you from growing in your relationship with God, but I just want to encourage you in that, and I just really want to just really encourage you to try your best to overcome that, because God is not that dad that you know. In fact, even as good as my dad is here on earth, God is still even not, you know, he's not my dad. My dad is good, but God is much greater than even he is. So anyway, we're going to hit some stuff this morning that I think will be beneficial to us. And just to be real honest with you, God has really placed the men of our church on my heart. And I've said that from time to time, off and on. And just, I want you just to even know that over this next week, and not many people know this, but just over this next week, I'm really just kind of, this may sound weird, but I hope not. I'm really just going to be spending a lot of time just in prayer, just really seeking God about what he's wanting for 24 Church. And specifically, even further than that, what he wants, and this is going to be a little crazy to some of you, what he wants for the men of 24 Church and who he wants us to be. And I throw myself into that category. And I really believe that so much starts with the men in our households, and the scripture teaches us that. We're going to look at a little bit of that this morning, but I want us as men to be encouraged this morning. I've been to a lot of Father's Day services where we've had the men get beat up on the whole time. They're like, oh, you're a terrible dad, you know, and it's, you know, and here's the 10 reasons why you're a terrible dad, and Jesus is great, you know, and it's, you know, kind of this thing, and it's, that really doesn't make a lot of sense, because what we really need to be doing is encouraging our dads and encouraging our fathers and men into being the men of God that God wants them to be. This passage of scripture that we're going to start with is out of 1 Timothy, and it's one of those passages that, you know, at first, it sounds like, you know, we're going to do the beating up on dad's thing today, and that's not what we're doing, and you're going to real quickly realize that. But this passage of scripture in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8, just one verse here, and it says, if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for his immediate family, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Whoa. That's a big scripture. That's a big passage of scripture, and we'll just kind of leave that right there. We'll just leave the last part of that right there. And you know, that passage is really driving home that God places a super, super duper importance upon us as the men of our households to really lead and provide for our families. Now, you know, and again, let's just leave, we're just going to leave that there for just a few minutes. You know, I think for so many of us as men, we can understand if you have a household, if you're a dad, gosh, if you're even a single guy, to some degree, you understand that there is something in you deep down, wired in, where you know that you are supposed to be doing something to provide for your house. You want to do that. You want to make that happen. And when that's not happening, you are miserable. I mean, I don't even have to go into like scientific fact here about this, but you know, you understand as a man what I'm talking about. Women may not quite understand this because, you know, sometimes they're like, well, you know, I'm not a man for starters, and we're glad of that, by the way. We like you as women, you know, it's one of those things that it's very hard to put into words what that means. But every guy in the room right now understands what I'm saying. You have a need and a desire in your heart to take care of your family. And when you're not doing that, you feel like something is out of whack. You feel like you're not fulfilling what you're supposed to be doing. And that's true, because God has instilled these things within us to want to do that. These desires in us are natural desires for us to try to take care of our family, provide for our family. And it just kind of, I'm giving you a little bit of a list here. You know, things that I know that we can all kind of resonate with here is that we want to provide for our family financially. You know, it's something that we just, you know, we have it. We want to do that. We want to provide for our family financially. We want to provide shelter. You know, that's a given, I think. We want to provide protection. You know, you can get into like a Lifetime movie with that one if you want to. We won't. If you weren't here several months ago, you just missed that one. And then we want to love and care for our family. Loving and caring for our family is something that's so huge to us. You know, we may be, gruff, brute men out on the job site around the guys, and we're guys, you know, around the guys. But when it comes down to it, we want to love and care for our families. I cannot tell you. Well, some of you understand this again, but I cannot tell you what it means to me to be able to do something for my family, for my little girl, or for my wife. I mean, it is just the most meaningful thing when my little girl wants something from me that no one else in this world can provide, and I can do that for her. Is just amazing. You know, if you want to, and I think you should want to get into this, providing even includes going, and then just, you know, going on past scripture. We're not going to run through all of it today, but read your Bible. It goes into even, you know, providing the needs of your wife, and that gets into sexual needs and all those kinds of things. And wives are like, man, I'm glad I came today. And that's good. That's good. This is a good thing. It's Father's Day. Remind him of that tonight, or when you get home, or at lunch, whatever works. We encourage sex within the marriage. Okay, I'm just telling you, it's biblical, and we want to promote it. We really do. It's important. We've got all these things where, you know, we as men, you know, on a day like today of being a day that we celebrate dads. You know, Mother's Day a few weeks ago, we were like, we're not going to celebrate moms today. See, we're going opposite way. We are going to celebrate dads today. But again, if you weren't here for that, you missed it. But the whole, you know, the Father's Day thing, you know, we're celebrating dads and how they provide and all the great things that they do all throughout the year. And I have a great dad, and he's still providing for my family some days. And, you know, and it's just an amazing thing when we can take a moment and reflect on this and reflect on who God has called us to be as men of God, spiritual leaders of our household. And I just want you guys to know that this should not be a daunting task to us. Being the spiritual leader of our household is not something that we should, you know, be afraid of. You know, and I'm here to tell you, you know, and I'm coming from a situation where my wife is spiritually mature, and she challenges me spiritually. People probably go, well, he's a preacher, you know, whatever. Sometimes I just want to be an idiot, okay? And sometimes she has to, like, go, are you being an idiot right now? But, you know, she challenges me. And it's in moments like that that I realize, you know what, I should be spiritually leading her. I should be the one bringing the conversation of things like, this is what we're going to do for our home. Spiritually, God has said we are going to do these things, and spiritually, I am going to be the leader of our household to say we are going to do those things. Whether it's giving, or whether it's, you know, this is how we need to approach building our family, or how we're going to approach building, our budget, or whatever it is. These are things that are important to us as families. And so many times, and I'm standing here guilty, and I think I just made that clear, that sometimes we lie down on the job and the wife winds up picking up some of those pieces for us. And it's so important for us to be able to lead out and to not be afraid of this thing that God has called us to do, because this is a blessing that God has given us to do. It's such a huge blessing. God wants us to provide for our families. He's called us to be that protector. He's called us to be that guy that not only knows how to change the oil in the car, but knows how to make sure that there is peace in the home. We have another passage of scripture this morning that is the passage that we're going to spend more time studying on. And I just got to tell you, I really fought teaching through this passage this morning. As through the week, I just was really battling, you know, what is it that I'm going to talk about today? And sometimes I know weeks in advance, and sometimes I know, you know, at least a week in advance. And this week, it was just like one of those every day, I'm, you know, what is it going to be kind of thing. And this passage just kept coming back up. And I was studying around a different way, but it kept leading me back to this passage because of something that happened. And the passage is out of the book of Genesis, and I'm just going to kind of give you a little brief history before we actually study the scripture part of it. But basically, we've got a guy named Abraham, and he's got one son. And Abraham and his one son are hanging out, and God says to Abraham, Abraham, I want you to sacrifice your son for me. Now see, this is going completely backwards of what we just studied in 1 Timothy. God wants us to provide for our families. Now what part of provide for our families means sacrifice your children? Anybody? It's not there. You know, it's kind of a backwards thing. So what's going on here? What is this about? Well, Abraham, you just got to know, is like one of the godliest guys that we see in Scripture. And he is just following God with all of his heart. And in this particular situation, he continues to follow God with all of his heart. And God has said to Abraham, Abraham, sacrifice your child. Your one and only son. Give him to me. And Abraham begins to make the right things happen to begin that process and get ready to sacrifice his child to God. So they go up to a mountain. Isaac, his son, is actually helping carry the wood that he is going to be sacrificed on. And they finally get up there, and Isaac actually straps his son down. Scripture says that he bounds him to the altar that he has made up on the mountain that God has said, sacrifice your son to me here. And right as he gets ready to do it, and this is where we pick up, in verse 12 of chapter 22 of the book of Genesis, God says to him, do not lay a hand on the boy, he said. Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son. Abraham looked up, and there in a thicket he saw a ram caught by its thorns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. This was a test. God would have never really wanted Abraham to have sacrificed his son. That's not something that he would have ever done. You see, God does not go against who he is. And I think that's important for us to know. You know, God's word is so solid that when he says something, that is it. I mean, it's not like, you know, he says one thing here and then, you know, out of the side of his mouth, he says a different thing over here. What does this mean for us, dads? It means for us as dads today, or men that are going to be dads one day, or men that are just looking to be godly men, or women that are just looking to be godly women. It says to us today that if we will follow God no matter what, if he is leading us to do something and we know it from the bottom of our heart, if we will do that, he will take care of us. He will provide. And that is those places are like some of the craziest places you will ever be in your life. And if you've never been there, then you have no idea what I'm talking about. But I have been there. There have been moments in my life when nothing made sense, but I knew what God wanted me to do. And in the midst of doing that, I just tried my best. And not always has this happened for my life. But in those moments when I have done it, God has always provided. God has always taken care of me. And in taking care of me, he has always taken care of my family. That is ultimate provision. This passage of scripture is so cool because it goes on and it says in verse 14, so Abraham called that place, the Lord will provide. Now, if you go back looking at Hebrew The Hebrew text on this, and even if you're looking at a KJV version of Scripture, you know, you will see this term Jehovah Jireh right here. This is a name of God. This is Abraham basically naming this place after God, and he is saying, in essence, this is the place where the Lord will provide. So Abraham called that place the Lord will provide. And to this day, it is said, on the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided. I think for so many of us, we're scared of that mountain. God has laid something so heavy on our hearts that it absolutely is tearing us apart inside sometimes. And we just say, you know what, God, I'm not going to do that. I've got all this other stuff going on in my life, and God, I'm serving you, and I'm doing this over here, and I'm doing that, but God, I'm not going to give you that because I'm doing all this other, and it just doesn't make sense for me to do that right now. And I just want to say I understand what that's like. And that there are moments when it doesn't make sense to do what God has called us to do. It doesn't make sense to the rest of the world. It doesn't make sense to our friends and to our family. And they are looking at us like we are crazy. You know, probably the biggest instance of this in my life was when we knew God was calling us to start a church. And in that moment in time, we had a great position at a great church. And in the midst of that, I had friends of mine in the ministry calling me, saying, Chris, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? I'm just here to tell you, those little things that God is whispering you about are way more important than you're letting them on to be. It's in those little things that when we let God have those little things, that he really begins to do something. I'm going to ask Nathan, if he would, to come join me up here for just a second. You know, we try to do things alone a lot of times, don't we? And we're all guilty of this. Everybody's guilty of this. Every pastor's guilty of this. If a pastor tells you that he isn't guilty of this, tell him he's a liar. But we all try to do things on our own at times. And I've asked Nathan if he would to kind of come and help illustrate going it alone. You're about to give us kind of variations of E, D, and A, right? Is that correct? Okay. This is some variations of E, D, and A. This is Nathan by himself. Nathan, go for this. That's pretty good, huh? You like that? That's good. E, D, and A. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. That's Nathan going alone right there. Him all by himself. Well, you see, the thing that you didn't know is that the way that this was written was that this part was not supposed to be played by itself. This part is a smaller part of a bigger song. And I've asked him if he would to help me illustrate this in the whole going alone, you know, scenario. Now, instead of you going it alone, I'm going to ask you guys if you would. We just added two more people, if you know. It's not even the whole band. It's just a couple of more folks. We've got Ed and Matt back here. These guys are great, aren't they? And so we got Ed and Matt and Nathan, and you guys are going to do this together. Very nice, right? Very nice. That was the bigger picture of the EDNA. You get this, okay? You know, and I think for so many of us, and this is not just dads, but obviously this is Dad's Day, and I wanted to encourage our dads today. I wanted to encourage our dads today to not go this alone. God does not want you to go it alone. He's never called us to go it alone. He is always wanting us to do this with him leading us. And especially when it comes to the impact that we have on our community and especially on our families. And I want you to see this, because this is so huge. You know, we had like the three chords by itself, and you know, that was, you know, it was kind of cool. You had a good guitar sound, because he's got a good guitar and he's got a good guitar sound. But the whole thing together was impactful in a way, so much so that it rocks. And I think for so many of us, especially as the spiritual leaders of our households, a lot of times we mean well, and our wives even know that we mean well, and our kids know that we mean well, but sometimes we just kind of start going it alone, and we don't mean to, it just kind of started happening. But we started going it alone. And every once in a while, God just has to kind of get our attention and go, hey, I'm here. I want to use you. I want to work through you as the daddy, as the father, as the husband. And truth be known, this goes for everybody. He wants to work through every one of us, whether we're a dad or not. But for us as spiritual leaders of our houses, the impact is the difference between three chords and a song that will absolutely rock your face off. And I just want you to know that my prayer, and as I'm praying over this next couple of weeks, what God is leading us to do as 24 Church, I believe with all of my heart that He will not lead us to do it without the men of our church coming up strong and coming up with something that will just absolutely rock your face off. I want to just pray for us for just a moment here and just kind of meditate on this. God, you've given us a huge responsibility. You've given us something, God, that if we're not careful, God, it will overwhelm us. But God, that's not what you intend. God, what you intend is for us to embrace this thing and to just take it and run with it and allow you to work through us. God, I want to take just a moment for us to just pray for the men of our church right now. And so, God, I want to just take just a moment, and I want to ask, God, that the wives and the daughters and the sons, God, would pray for their dads. God, that they would just lift them up right now and ask, God, that you would lead them and guide them into being great godly men. Men that will lead and provide. God, I ask that we as the dads, that we as the fathers, and that we as the men, God, I pray, Lord, that right now that we would seek you. God, that we would be willing to do some self-examination of our own hearts and be honest with ourselves about who you've called us to be and where we're actually at in this moment. God, I pray that we as dads, that we as husbands, God, that we would come through strong for you. God, I pray, Lord, that we wouldn't cut you out of the equation. And that, God, that we wouldn't ignore the things that you know, that we know, that you are leading us to do in leading our families. God, in being those spiritual leaders and being those people that lead out, God, I thank you for the women of our church that challenge us, our wives, our children. God, thank you for allowing them to be in our life to challenge us toward this. But God, in this moment, God, there comes a time where we know that we are supposed to stand up and be that guy. God, I pray, Lord, that we wouldn't be afraid of it. God, that we would just embrace it. God, it's such an awesome blessing to get to do. God, it's allowing us to get to be the CEO of our own home. God, you've given us that responsibility. God, I just pray, Lord, that we would just take it and we just run with it. We love you, Lord, and we thank you so much for allowing us to get to come and to worship you and to get to celebrate a day of dads. God, may we not miss the foreshadowing of the sacrifice of a son and a story to remind us of the sacrifice of your son to bring us salvation. We love you. In your name I pray. Amen.